إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, الله سبحانه وتعالى said, كتب ربكم على نفسه الرحمة. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, your Rabb has written for himself رحمة. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah سبحانه وتعالى said that his رحمة overcomes his anger. In Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself as Malik Yawmiddin, as the owner of the Day of Judgment. But before that, he introduced himself as Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, that he is the most merciful and the most beneficent. The problem with translations is that they never do justice to the original. Rahman is on the same wazan as Jawan or Athan, extremely hungry, extremely thirsty, and Rahman is extremely merciful, the extreme of something, the peak of mercy is Rahman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is Ar-Rahman. But then, the issue with the peak of anything, whether it's a peak of a feeling or the peak of an emotion, is that it does not stay there at that peak for a long time. Then it decreases. But with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Rahman wa Rahim. And Rahim. Rahim is on the same wasn't as Jamil and so on, something which is beautiful, which continues to be beautiful. It's not something that is beautiful today and becomes ugly tomorrow. So if you are Jamil, Kareem, someone who has Izzah, it does not suddenly end. So Rahim is mercy which continues. So we understand Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim as mercy at its peak, which continues, does not stop. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ta'ala Allahu al-amthal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like any example that we might give. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above all examples. So Rahman ur-Rahim is the peak of mercy, which continues at that same level forever. And with respect to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah has written for himself, your Rabb has written for himself mercy. Therefore, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercy. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for introducing himself, even though he is the owner of all attributes and all glorious names and attributes, all that we know and all that we don't know. Yet he chose out of all of them to introduce himself by these two attributes, by these two sifats, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And if you think about this, for somebody who understands what he is reading and reciting, and for somebody who has a heart which is pure, which responds, which is not dead, which is alive, when he reads about the Day of Judgment, what must happen to his heart? When he thinks of, when he reads about the Day of Judgment, about the conditions of the Day of Judgment, about what will happen on that day, and the fact that those judgments are permanent. Once that judgment is made, it's made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not change that judgment. So what must be the state of anxiety and fear and apprehension and trepidation in the heart of somebody whose heart is alive? Our hearts are dead, so it makes no difference to us. May Allah protect us. But the ones whose hearts are alive, what must be the state of their hearts? Now thinking about that, keeping that in mind, see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way he introduced the subject of the Day of Judgment in Surah Al-Fatiha by preceding it with his sifat of mercy. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. He is saying to his slave that, oh my slave, yes, the day of judgment is a day of great fear. But don't worry, because you will come before Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ajeeb. Think about this. And that's why I remind myself and you, let us build a connection with Allah. Let us build a connection with Allah. We spend so much time and energy building connections with people who we are going to leave. Whether they are good or bad, whether they are irritating people that you like to see, irrespective of that. And then if you take it further, we spend so much time and energy building connections with material things and building connections with this and that. But all of those connections, whether they are good or whether they are bad, they will all come to an end. And many of them come to an end long before we die. Long before we die. I mean, I'm sure many of us here are old enough. If we think about our childhood friends, you know, school friends, for example, right, who were in class with us, and we were so close to them. Oh my God, the day would not begin unless I see my friend's face. Where is that friend? I don't even know. Half of them or more than half of them, I have even forgotten their names. May Allah forgive me. I think my brain is going dead or something. Allah knows. My classmates, I cannot even remember half of their names. And these were people we saw on a daily basis for not 1 or 2 years. For some of them, I saw them every day for 12 years. Because we went to the same school and we stayed through the class. I mean, can you imagine? Same person we're seeing his face for 12 years. And today, 30, 40 years later, I cannot even remember his name. Forget about the face and forget about what happened. And all that closeness and everything else is gone. So, many of these relationships end long before we die. But no matter how close that relationship was and how consistent that relationship may have been, when we die, it goes finished. The only relationship which remains is the relationship with the Creator, with our Rabb. And the tragedy is that relationship we do nothing about. We don't make effort to build that relationship. We don't make effort to get a closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to get a sense of what does it mean to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who is this Allah? Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And therefore, I want to remind myself and you, let us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that out of all His attributes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose these to introduce Himself, and therefore we always call upon Him by these. And we say, Allah, whatever we did, but You are Rahman Rahim. And therefore, You please forgive us. You are Ghafur Rahim. So please forgive us. You are Sattar al-Uyub. So hide our faults. You are Ghaffar al-Dhunub. So forgive our sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why I remind myself and you, let us spend some time to build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make some effort that we should build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that connection is a connection which remains forever. And we don't want to be in a situation where when we go before Allah, we have no connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a connection which is there anyway, irrespective whether you build it, you don't build it, you deny Allah, you refuse to worship Allah. You are the makhluk of Allah. So, that connection is not going to go away. That's there. I'm not talking about that connection. I'm talking about a connection of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connection of the hubb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The connection of a slave who loves to meet his Rabb. And that's why the day of death of a mu'min, the day of death of a believer, is the happiest day of his life. Is the best day of his life. A man came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and made this dua before Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he said, O Allah, may make my last day the best day of my life. And make the last of my deeds the best of my deeds. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is a very good dua. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam approved of this dua. He said, very good dua. Make the last of my days the best of my days. And make the last of my deeds the best of my deeds. And I ask this dua for you and myself. May Allah accept it, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the last of our days the best of our days, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the last of our deeds the best of our deeds, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts and fill them with love for Him, and enable us to make shukr to Him all our lives continuously. Make shukr tola. My brothers, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our being here, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and to forgive our sins and to enter us into His mercy, which has no boundaries. وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.